I'm Phil Nee with sports. River Valley held on for an exciting 49-48 girls basketball win over Dodgeville last night. The Blackhawks built a 10-point lead in the first half and were up 26-21 at halftime. The young Dodgers squad kept the score close and hit a couple of three-point baskets near the end. They drew within a point with 5 seconds left. After being fouled, River Valley missed both free throws. With just over a second left, Dodgeville's inbound pass was tipped and intercepted by the host Blackhawks as they held on for the win. River Valley was led in scoring by Lexi Davini with 11, including 3 3-point baskets. Heidi Heglin and Brooklyn Stokes each had 10 points. Karina Olson had 7. Mackenzie Woodhouse and Ella Myers each scored 4. Kalia Blakely, 3. And the Blackhawks were 5 for 13 from the line. Dodgeville was paced by Emma Doherty with 14. Lydia Riley added 11. Abilene Bartz totaled 9. Addison Riley, 5. Brianna Wasley, 4. Josie Mallon hit a 3-pointer. Kayla Brom had 2. The Dodgers made 7 3-pointers and River Valley had 6. Dodgeville was 7 for 15 from the line. River Valley won the JV game 37-35 in the early contest at RVHS. With a 49-48 varsity win, River Valley is now 9-6 overall, 3-3 in the Southwest Conference. They have won 4 in a row and will play Argyle Pecatonica on Monday. Dodgeville falls to 2-15 and 1-5. They will host Wisconsin Heights on Tuesday night. Elsewhere in girls' hoops from last night in the conference, Prairie du Chien got the win at Richland Center 58-12, Platteville 56, and Lancaster 51. River Ridge 46, Schulzburg 37, Sauk Prairie beat McFarland 61-34, New Glarus 53, Wisconsin Heights 48, Mount Horeb 80, Portage 34, Mauston beat Wautoma 78-14, Highland 69, Benton 24, Holman 53-46 over Onalaska in overtime, DeSoto beat Key, Iowa 58-43, Belmont 70, Potosi 49, Barneveld 86-27 over Judah. Arcadia beat Westby 54-32. In boys basketball from the area last night, it was a win for Weston. The Silver Eagles got the win 73-67. Leading scorers were Isaac and Garrett Jennings, who each had 17. Trevor Westfall scored 12. Caden Putman had 9 points for Weston in the victory last night. It was a victory for Cuba City over Riverdale, 85-42, Darlington 68, Fenimore 51, Cassville 35-29 over Wazika Steuben, Baraboo 70, Mauston 34, Bangor 73, Cashton 32, Key, Iowa 65-32 over the DeSoto boys, Lacrosse Logan 58, Reedsburg 53, Luther 59, Westby 58. Mineral Point got the win against Boscobel, 86-38, Nakusa 53, Kickapoo 48, New Lisbon 74-56 over Brookwood, Royal beat Hillsboro 60-48, Southwestern over Abundant Life St. Ambrose in a game played at Fiserv Forum yesterday, Wildcats 67-58 winners, West Salem 98, Viroqua 57, Wunniwak Center with its second win this week, 41-37, they got the victory against Nisida. There are lots of events going on this evening. We begin our schedule with wrestling action. It's action for River Valley tonight. They will be hosting boys and girls wrestling matches. Senior night festivities begin at 6:35, followed by boys JV and girls matches, then the boys varsity duel, as well as River Valley plays host to Lancaster. I talked to Coach Dan Makovic of River Valley about that event.
Yeah, we have a duel against Lancaster on the 24th, and then we're going to wrestle in Richland Center on the 31st of January. So those are our last two duel meets of the year. Right now, I think we're sitting 10-10 on the year for duel meet record, and I know the kids are very conscious of that. Like, they want to finish with the winning record, and so they're definitely doing everything they can to make some tweaks, because we did lose the Lancaster at the SWC duels, but again, some kids didn't make weight. We had some injuries. We're still trying to find a way to get Noah Radke into the lineup, but also not use him too much to aggravate his previous injury. So we're still trying to find ways to make it happen to get a full lineup so we can be somewhat healthy going into the Lancaster duel and then finishing against Richland Center.
River Valley hosting Lancaster tonight in a dual meet. Also, Cuba City Benton Southwestern hosts Fenimore and Iowa Grand Highland in a big SWAL wrestling night. And Hillsboro hosts Kickapoo LaFarge and Royal Wattiewak Center. Last night, Prairie du Chien won a dual meet over Waukon, Iowa, 35-30. Boys basketball this evening. Games include Seneca at Ithaca. It's also Wisconsin Dells at Nakusa, Lancaster at Prairie du Chien, River Valley at Platteville, and Richland Center travels to Dodgeville. Here's Hornet boys coach Brian Poles.
You know, coming into that Lancaster game, you know, the season is always has its ups and downs. We were playing some good basketball, and then, you know, this wave of illness happened. We didn't play our best game against Lancaster. So hopefully this break will help us and another good night of practice. And then we go through a pretty tough stretch where we have three games in a row. So a real big stretch in our schedule here, and it's going to be a pretty big challenge.
Well, the Richland Center Dodgeville boys game is our featured contest on a Friday night tonight, beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show around 7:15, and then it's the Hornets and the Dodgers. Girls basketball tonight, it's a doubleheader at Ithaca, boys and girls. Seneca is coming to town. Also, Blackhawk plays at Wisconsin Heights. Bangor will be at Cashton, Wattiewak Center at Brookwood, Hillsboro at Royal, Kickapoo is at LaFarge, North Crawford at Wazika Steuben, Southwestern at Darlington, Boscobel's girls at Fenimore, Cuba City at Iowa Grant, and Riverdale visits Mineral Point. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. The Three Aces had a 16-89, Spare Parts 16-79, and the Pin Pals a 16-73. Pin Pals had a 600 game, Three Aces 597, and Spare Parts a 577. Top series, Marsha Mahatka with a 461, Judy Shireman a 458, Cheryl McNerlin with a 456. Marsha Mahatka 170, Cheryl McNerlin 168, Judy Shireman a 165. Pat Adams with a 2-7, Barb Burns a 4-5, Deanne Kepler a 3-10 in Coffee Clutch bowling action. On the state scene, the Bucks made it out of a snowbound New Orleans and got home in time to beat the Heat 125-96 last night. A 44-point second quarter gave Milwaukee a big lead, and it was never threatened the rest of the way. Gary Trent Jr. came off the bench to go 7-for-7 on three-pointers, good for 21 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard had double-doubles. Giannis had 25 points and a dozen rebounds. Lillard with 29 points and 11 assists. Milwaukee travels to Los Angeles to meet the Clippers coming up on Saturday. In other notes from sports today, action last night in Big Ten play. It was Maryland over number 17, Illinois, 91-70, the final score. Tonight, Villanova plays at Marquette, 7 o'clock tip-off time, and Michigan will be at Purdue as well.